Kay Kahn, Kirchhoff College of Nursing. Much happening on between the walls, outside of the walls, and certainly person to person, student to teacher, professor to student, and more. Let's talk this Kirchhoff College of Nursing faculty members, stellar professors in studio, Dr. Ruth Ann Britnell. Lots of letters behind your name. Thank you for being here. Associate Professor Emerita of Nursing, Dr. Britnell, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thank you for you. Dr. Robert Johnson, thank you for you visiting professor your third year under your belt. Good morning to you, Dr. Johnson.
Good morning.
All right, Dr. Britnell, tell us more about you as a PhD, AOCN, APRN-BC.
Well, that's a little scary. I have been at Grand Valley for 32 years. The PhD is in research. Yes. I am certified in oncology, and that's the AOCN, and I have been in oncology for about I hesitate to say this, 42 years. So, and my career has always been with the Kirchhoff College in nursing. Most of the time I was Grand Valley faculty, I was in a shared clinical practice role. And so that was important to me to always practice.
Thank you for that, and thank you for choosing oncology. Dr. Johnson, tell us about your journey.
I practiced medicine, actually intensive care medicine in Grand Rapids for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And then later in my career did a fellowship in palliative medicine and have worked in that field for a period of time, and then most recently retired from clinical practice and teaching at Grand Valley.
Great. And you are instructing classes full of budding nurses.
Yes.
Yes. Let's talk about today's topic, Grand Valley's Interprofessional Certificate in Palliative and Hospice Care. Dr. Brentnell, let's start with you. What is the Interprofessional Certificate in this niche?
Well, it is a post-baccalaureate interprofessional certificate, meaning that we use a lot of disciplines. It is at Grand Valley, and it's designed to prepare individuals interested in palliative and hospice care with a better understanding of personal, professional, economic, and legal perspectives of delivering care to people who face life-limiting illness, that is, terminal illness and death.
How did this certificate come about?
Well, I'm actually sitting next to the person who made it
Good,
come about.
Let's talk about her.
Dr. Britnell, over the last few years, during the time she was a professor in the nursing school, designed and then implemented this program, which we've been teaching for 3 years now, and actually within the last year, Dr. Britnell has come back to help teach. At least one trigger that was identified, what used to be called the Institute of Medicine, now the National Academy of Medicine, has published two reports called Dying in America, which pointed out a need for palliative care education to meet the goal of high-quality care for people with serious and life-limiting illnesses. This report and other information inspired Dr. Britnell and other people around West Michigan to design this certificate to help meet that need. The Kirchhoff College of Nursing, along with the School of Social Work at Grand Valley, initiated this certificate program in Grand Rapids in 2015, and then actually we've also offered courses in Traverse City during this last year as well.
Awesome. I know, the only certificate of its kind in our area, so kudos to you. Let's explain palliative and hospice care, if you would.
Well, palliative care is an approach that improves quality of life for patients, often with chronic illness, who suffer from an unmanaged symptom burden. It includes families who face life-threatening and life-limiting illness, so it's an important new addition to healthcare and a specialty. By preventing and relieving suffering and by identifying and having people who can really assess symptoms and treat pain and other problems, the patient can be better supported physically, psychologically, and spiritually. Palliative care then affirms life and regards death as a normal process. It intends to neither hasten or postpone death, but rather accept it as a normal occurrence. Hospice care, rather, is a supportive therapy for the final phase of terminal illness. Its focus is on comfort and quality of life. The goal then is to enable patients to be comfortable and with pain control so they can live as freely as possible for as long as they can. Hospice care also works with families and caregivers with respite and support, and often offers them grief therapy, which is or grief support also, which is important. Both palliative and hospice care are interdisciplinary in nature, meaning that you get a team. You get a team that is composed of providers such as nurses, physicians, social workers, clergy, physician assistants, physical therapy, child life specialists, dietary. You get all of those because you get a more comprehensive level of care, which is what both hospice and palliative care do.
Thank you for that. Back to your certificate. Who can enroll in this certificate?
The basic requirement is to have a bachelor's degree from an accredited university. As Dr. Brittenall just mentioned, the curriculum is designed to accommodate the background of a variety of different healthcare professions and people involved in clinical work. We even would encourage people to consider who are either in a caregiving role or a volunteer role in different organizations, even perhaps without a healthcare profession background.
So let's talk about what students in the certificate learn to do. What could someone expect to learn through this certification?
Well, it is a very comprehensive series, so we can probably look best at the objectives. We really want to be able to contrast the interdisciplinary philosophy of hospice and palliative care with a traditional care, traditional medical models. And so we look at the contrast between the two. We also look at delineating types of pain and pain syndromes, which continue to contribute to the symptom burden of multiple Americans. We also look at strategies to alleviate complex symptom managements of individuals with chronic and terminal illnesses because they are different. We also look at behaviors that acknowledge grieving and loss into routine care. Patients don't have to ask for grief and loss support. That's part of the services. We also assimilate evidence-based strategies. We're looking always at the research. What is the latest research said about this? How can we best manage with this? And we also speak in a language that patients and families can understand, which is critical. We also look at use our interdisciplinary framework to support and develop a plan of care for people who look or require or need hospice care. So that is really critical. Awesome. And that's just a brief look at our objectives.
Sure. Kirkhoff College of Nursing. Faculty members in the house, Dr. Ruth Ann Brittenall, Dr. Robert Johnson, talking about Grand Valley's Interprofessional Certificate in Palliative and Hospice Care. Dr. Johnson, how many credits is the certificate and how is it delivered?
The certificate consists of taking four courses, which adds up to 12 credits and can be done over a period of four semesters. It's done in a hybrid format, which means that much of the instruction is done online along with five sessions, face-to-face sessions with the instructors during the semester. Each of those five sessions lasts 3 hours. They are offered on both the Grand Rapids and Traverse City campuses of Grand Valley. Two of the courses are offered through the nursing school, one of which is called Chronic and Terminal Illness, the Palliative and Hospice Model, which is really an overview and emphasizes assessment and communication skills. The second one is Complex Pain and Symptom Management, which, as its title suggests, is more directed at the specific management plans for different types of symptoms, prominently pain, but also other non-pain symptoms as well. A third course is offered through the social work department called Death, Grief, and Loss. And then in addition, after those three courses, one elective is required, of which there are several choices of classes to take.
Thank you for that. Who teaches? Who in addition to both of you, who would teach in this certificate program at Grand Valley?
Well, you're very likely to have one of us, and we team teach, which is really a nice focus. We also have other faculty who are skilled in palliative or hospice care. Susan Harrington is one of them. We also, as we can, engage as a community. We like to bring in panels and experts in the community. So you are likely to have a little bit of everyone as much as we can, and that really brings strength to what we offer.
Final question before I ask, how do we find out more information? A question perhaps both of you would like to take or shoot out the gate. Why is this certificate a critical opportunity for care organizations?
Well, one of our hopes for this would be that different organizations, either those involved with multiple levels of care, including acute care, as well as hospice organizations, of which there are many fine ones in our community, would consider having their clinicians take this certificate as a way of enhancing their skills. We would really hope that they would improve their clinical skills and better position them to manage patient symptoms, increase the satisfaction of the patients and their families, and efficiently use the resources of the organization.
Anything to add, Dr. Brittenell?
You know, yes, I do. Palliative care is a relatively new specialty, as is hospice, and we know that we can do a better job when we are better educated. And right now, there is so much, the curriculums are so packed that this really is a specialty that can be best addressed in a certificate format because there is so much content that needs to be directed. We try to really balance clinical care with research, with the literature, and that really develops the kind of practitioner we want caring for us. There will be a time when we have to be certified as we have to be certified for other things. And I think this places organizations in particular, if you have a person with a certificate, you know they've gotten that information. And if they are certified in their discipline, this certificate will not certify them, but there are exams that they can take. And that will bring a stronger person to your base and your institution.
Thank you for that and for this conversation. How would an individual organization find out more about this certificate at Grand Valley?
Well, what you would call Grand Valley State University, you can talk to one of our counselors, student advisor, Dr. Linda Buck at area code 616. Her number is 331-7160. Again, that's 616-331-7160. Or you can visit our website. That is very accessible and well done. The website is www.gvsu.edu/ P as in Paul, H as in Harry, C as in Charlie, or PHS. Again, that's www.gvsu.edu/PHC. We'd love to talk to you.
Awesome. Thank you both for what you do, with your instructing, your speaking here on the WGVU Morning Show. Dr. Ruth Ann Brittenell, Dr. Robert Johnson, please take care.
Thanks.
Thank you.